The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Chris, I've only been overseas a couple of times now in my life, but in those times, there is one thing at the airport that has been driving me nuts.
I think I know what you're talking about, but go on.
And it's not the skyrocketing prices at the food court.
It's not the $14 sandwich.
No. $14, you got yours on sale.
That was that, yeah.
No, it's that part when you're just about to go through customs and you've got that little green card that you have to fill out. It's like the outgoing passenger thing.
Yeah.
And so there's like never enough bench spaces. There's never enough pens. So you end up trying to like scrounge around in your handbag for a pen. You end up sort of half riding it, balancing on your knee. You have to get your passport out to find out your passport number. You've got to get your ticket out to get your
flight
number and everything. It's a whole hassle. It gets me so unbelievably stressed.
It's also so unbelievably outdated because it doesn't say, what's your flight number? It goes, what's the number of your vessel or something stupid like that? We're traveling by sea, like it's the 1890s or something ridiculous.
Yep.
And then on top of that, what is going to be your port of entry? Do you put your stopover flight? Because a lot of people will be getting off the plane there. Or do you put
the end destination?
It's a mess. And you feel like when you're doing overseas travel, anything customs related, you feel like one slip up and they're going to throw you in like an Indonesian prison or something.
Yeah.
That's the concern.
Well, I've got some good news. That green departure card is scheduled to disappear.
Oh, happy days.
Yep. They've gotten rid of the orange incoming passenger card. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool. And they said, you know what? No longer need to fill out that stupid green card.
Yeah. What's very interesting about it, Jules, is apparently for the longest time, they haven't even paid attention to it or even looked at it. Like a journalist, there's an article at news.com.au, was saying how they filled it out. And then when they got to the airport, wherever they're landing, there was just nowhere to put it. So they just folded it, put it in their pocket and forgot about it. And just like no one arrested them over it. Mm-hmm. No one questioned them, thought they were a terrorist or anything.
Yep.
So it's just been like this stupid bit of marine roll they've put us through for years now. And it doesn't seem to have a purpose.
Yeah, no purpose. We're just making you do it for the sake of stressing out just before you go on your holiday.
So anyone who's got some overseas travel in the cards, rest assured knowing you're not going to be bothered by that green card nonsense.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to have a little celebration, some kind of like celebratory burning of a green card.
Do you want to all just go on an overseas holiday instead?
That sounds like a suitable celebration.
Yeah. The Power FM Brekkie Show.